All right, guys, we have two more speakers tonight. Coming next to the stage, the founder of Plural, Renata Gra.
So I'm a graphic designer, like many of you in the audience. And to be honest, I didn't know what that meant. What is it to be a graphic designer? My mother told me I wanted to be a firefighter when I grew up, but I don't really remember wanting that at all. I do remember her taking me to an antique store. I was probably 10 or 11, and I'm really not sure why we were there, but I do remember vaguely she knew the person in charge of the store. So while we were there and she was chit-chatting away, I was left to explore that mysterious place. It was dark and full of objects containing memories, that were not mine. Things look weird and used and strange, and I was trying to understand this place when I saw it. It was high up on a wall. It was big and powerful. And you know that moment when you feel a punch in your stomach and you see something so beautiful you want to cry? I hope I don't cry right now. I felt that punch. My mouth was drying up, and it was so high and so big. It was sort of a drawing of a ship. It was from the vantage point that I was on, it was a ship that looked like it was going to go over my head. It had these little birds on the bottom and smoke coming out of it. And there was some type on the bottom of it, too. I was deep into looking at it when I heard, "Do you like it?" Mm-hmm. It was a lady from the store. I saw my mother proudly smiling at me. She did that whenever she introduced me to her friends. I was deeply embarrassed. Like any 10-year-old kid, I don't remember why, but I had that feeling I should not like these things. They looked old and not really cool, or were they? I remember this woman, the store owner. She had weird glasses, and sitting behind the desk, she explained to me this was an original Cassandra poster. Cassandra what? A Cassandra poster from the 30s. He was a French artist and had been commissioned by a cruise liner to make that poster, she explained. She told me the store specialized in Art Deco. I probably looked really confused because she pulled a book from her shelf and showed me other posters by that guy, the Cassandra guy. He also designed typefaces, she said. What? People do that? Really? Is that a thing? I had never thought things were designed. Up until that point, the world just was. Things were just there. There was a fork and a knife, toilets, things that your parents make sure you use properly. I had a bicycle I had to learn how to ride. I had books. I've seen maps. I've been to a mall. But really, design? Somehow, I knew people invented things. They existed. But now I was trying to imagine what that process could be like. That day I realized everything in that store was designed. By the way, I'm still looking for a cruise liner to hire me to do that post. But I'm sure it could never be as beautiful as the one I saw that day.
Thank you, Renata. Man, that was great.